be our leader for this last marathon for the morning. And in case you guys don't know, we'll be back here at 1 a.m. tomorrow morning to do it again. So just some FYI stuff. And the 6 o'clock sunrise meeting will be starting after this right out on the beach. Quite an event if you've never experienced it. So with that, I'm going to shut up and turn the meeting over to Miss Jessica for this hour.
Good morning. I'm an addict named Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
First of all, I just want to thank my higher power for allowing me to be here one more day because it didn't have to be this way. You know, I understand that today. My clean date is March 18th of 2004. So I just celebrated 2 years a few weeks ago. And now I've been thinking about this topic ever since she asked me to, you know, to speak on it. And the topic is the lie is dead, right? And it fits me. You know, it does fit me. And it kind of, you know, brings some other words into my mind, like acceptance, you know, denial. You know, it kind of makes me think, you know, that, yeah, there are some things that I still lie to myself about on a daily basis. You know, but there's also a lot of things that I've, you know, come not to lie to myself about today, you know, through the process of recovery and the steps. You know, I was one of those addicts that would smoke crack with you and tell you how much help you needed. you know, this was after, you know, going through treatment and, you know, having some education about the disease of addiction and, you know, kind of, you know, thinking that I knew my limits and, you know, I knew how not to become one of you people. You know, so that brings in the denial piece for me, which is lying to myself. Thank God, you know, that I'm at a point where I no longer lie to myself about the fact that I'm an addict. You know, I no longer lie to myself about the fact that I cannot use. You know, I can. It's a choice. You know, I have choices, but I choose not to today. You know, however, you know, I do still lie to myself, you know, on occasion about a whole lot of things. You know, I lie to myself about the fact that, you know, I'm powerless over my relationships with other people. You know, mainly with people of the opposite sex. You know, when I came in to recovery this time, you know, most of my first year, you know, and still even today on occasion, depending on how well spiritually conditioned I am on any particular day, you know, I hid a lot behind the material stuff. You know, I hid a lot behind, you know, the fresh gear, you know, the money, the clothes, you know, the men, the women, whatever it was, you know, anything that I could put in front of me to keep you from knowing who I really was. And, you know, I would tell myself that I was really okay with who I was. You know, I would lead myself to believe that, you know, I put on this facade and I dressed the way I did and I did my hair the way I did and I put on all this makeup all the time because that's how I really felt, you know. But I really didn't feel that way about me. You know, I've lied to myself for a long time, you know, about just how poor my self-image really is, you know. And even today, it's not very good all the time. You know, I have my days where, you know, I do feel pretty good about me. You know, and then I have days where I still have to wear those masks and make y'all think that I'm okay. You know, because I do have days where I don't like who I am. And I'm not comfortable with who Jessica is. You know, but I don't want y'all to know that. You know, I want y'all to think that I'm all right. You know, and a lot of that just has to do with, you know, not wanting to accept the help that's going to come along with me having to tell y'all that I'm not all right with me. You know, because once I tell y'all that I'm not all right with me, then I got to put myself in a state of acceptance where I'm going to be willing to accept some help from you all. And I don't always want to do that, you know, because that involves taking some action. And that involves making some changes. And that involves cutting off and stopping some behaviors that I'm really not ready to stop. You know, and so I get myself into these modes, you know, where I do these things. And just in the last few months, you know, I've been in this relationship, right? Well, it's not even really a relationship. It's a relationship. And, you know, when I first got with this person, you know, he very specifically told me that he did not want a relationship. But in my mind, I said, well, you say that now, you know, but you watch, you're going to change your mind, right? And through this whole thing, you know, it's been a little over a year now since that time. And he's been true to his word the whole time. You know, I'm the one that's been, you know, lying to myself and, you know, keeping myself there thinking that it's going to change and that I've got the power to change him. You know, when I celebrated my anniversary a few weeks ago, I went out with some girlfriends of mine to a dance afterwards. And, you know, I got to talking to this young lady there. And this person that I've been seeing came up in the conversation. And, you know, she was telling me about, you know, all, you know, the women in her network and stuff and how they've been calling her heartbroken over this person, right? And, you know, this is a person that I've been seeing, you know, that I've been so wrapped up in, you know, cutting off my sponsor, cutting off the women in my network, because this is my weekend to spend with him, because he only comes around when it's convenient for him, really. You know, and I continued to see him after that. You know, telling myself that I was really okay with it. You know, and, every once in a while, you know, I'll feel the pain from it. And, you know, it's easy for me to say, you know, what I'm going to do when I'm in the middle of the pain. You know, when I'm feeling the pain and when it's right there, you know, it's real easy for me to, you know, call my sponsor and, you know, I don't want to deal with this no more. You know, I'm tired of going through this. You know, I don't have to. I don't have to settle. But then as soon as the pain's gone, I'm right back to lying to myself, doing it again, thinking that it's going to be different this time, you know, not realizing that that I don't have to settle, you know, and I will continuously just lie to myself about those things, and but it's getting better. You know, through the process of my recovery and, you know, working the steps, you know, I'm slowly starting to step out of that denial a little bit. You know, there are things that I do not lie to myself about anymore. You know, just coming to realize that, you know, the reason that I do a lot of things I do as far as getting in relationships and shopping to my feelings and eating to my feelings is all because of the way I feel about me. You know, it's got nothing to do with anybody else. You know, it's got to do with the way Jessica feels about herself. You know, these are things that I don't have to lie to myself about anymore. You know, these are things that I don't sit in bed at night and lie to myself about, you know. And I'm not always, you know, right, you know, straightforward and honest about a whole lot of things. You know, I get myself in these little situations and, you know, I don't always call my sponsor right away and tell her what's going on. You know, I got to process things myself first, you know, and then I'll go to her. And she never looks at me any different. You know, she never has looked at me any different. You know, it's me that kind of counts myself out from other people, you know, because I look at myself, you know, in such a bad perception sometimes. I feel like y'all going to look at me the same way. You know, and thank God for the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous. You know, thank God. You know, I'm not, like my man was saying, I'm not where I want to be, but I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. You know, and I'm damn sure not where I was. Yep. So, you know, and it's a process. You know, I know it's a process. You know, when I came around You know, the first time when I was first introduced to the rooms, I was like 16. I'm 25 now. And, you know, I really thought that there was like some kind of cure-all for this thing. I didn't think that like I was going to have to go to meetings for like the rest of my life, you know, and that one day at a time thing really wasn't clicking with me. And I really, you know, to be completely honest, still didn't think I really had a problem. You know, at that age, I kind of figured I was doing what I was supposed to do. I was doing what any normal 16-year-old kid was doing, you know. But now, you know, in retrospect, looking at it, most 16-year-olds weren't smoking crack. So, obviously, you know, I had a problem way before I knew it, you know. Thank God, you know, for the gift of desperation, you know, where I was able to finally, you know, step out of that denial and stop lying to myself about just how bad my problem really was. And, you know, like I said, it's a process. And every day, you know, I have a chance and an opportunity, God willing, to get better with me, you know, and slowly be able to, you know, take off that mask and let y'all help me, you know, and let y'all know when I'm not feeling too good about me. And with that, I'm going to open up the meetings, and I'm going to keep coming back. Thanks.
Thank you, Jessica.
Thanks for sharing. Thanks for sharing.
Go ahead.
Hi, Michael.